All right, good afternoon, Mrs. Bemisola Agbato. Yes, we can hear you, Kiki, and good afternoon, Mrs. Bukola Jolugbo. And thank you for coming on this Mother's Day chat. Can you say hello so that I'm sure that you both can hear me?
Hello.
Great.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm waiting to hear from Bukola. Hello, Kiki. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Great. Thank
I'm
you.
trying to log in mic, sorry, and that's
Okay.
what the challenge is. Oh, you are the one that is giving all of us technical issues this afternoon.
Ah. In other words, it's contagious.
Can you hear me now? I think this is
Yes, I can
better.
hear you. We can
Awesome.
hear you.
Awesome. Good afternoon, Bemisola.
Okay, great. So good
How's
afternoon, ladies, and thank you for coming on this Mother's Day chat. Like you got in the message I sent to both of you, we're talking about gender equality in parenting, and it's on the back of the International Women's Day theme for this year. That is talking about gender equality, although they are focusing on STEM. But it just occurred to me that, wait a minute, are there gender? There might be gender equality issues as far as parenting is concerned, or maybe they aren't, which is what I want us to look at and talk about in the next couple of minutes. So I just want to start, just to start by you telling me what your what it was like, what your birth family was like. Okay, sorry, before I go on, let me introduce everyone to the panel this afternoon. So I have with me Bukola Jolugbo, popularly known as Kiki, and she's the founder of Joshua's Army. She'll get a minute or so to tell us a bit more about Joshua's Army, but I know that Joshua's Army focuses on parenting the boy child. So I think that Kiki's work is a breath of fresh air because there's so much global attention on the girl child. So it's great to see people like Kiki that have risen up to say, whilst we're campaigning for the girl child, we shouldn't leave the boy child behind. And we also have here Mrs. Bemisola Agbato, who is the general coordinator of the Solid Teens and Youth Initiative, a 30-plus-year-old NGO that used to be known as Solid Foundation Ministry and that pioneered the work of Teens Ministry in Nigeria. So thank you once again, ladies, for coming on this chat. So we'll just go right ahead because of time. And I want to start with Kiki and ask, what was your birth family like growing up? How many boys, how many girls? So the only other thing to add to the introductions of these two women is that they are exact opposites of one another. So Kiki is mother of, I think, three boys, right? Or is it two boys?
Two boys.
Okay, so Kiki is a boy's mommy, and while Bemisola Agbato is the mother of three girls, although she went in twice and came out with three though. So one girl, one singleton girl, and then a set of twin girls. And so we just want to, so both of you are on either side of the divide, you know, while I'm probably in the middle. So I have one girl and one boy. And so we just want to see if there's any such thing as gender equality as far as parenting is concerned. Should gender equality even come up at all? So I want you to start by telling us, what was your birth family like, Bukola? Were you all girls, or of course, were you all girls? How many girls, how many boys, and how did that impact, or what do you notice, or what did you notice then, or what do you notice now with hindsight on how that impacted how your parents raised you?
Awesome. Thank you very much for having us for sure. Thank you for this opportunity and good to meet you, Bemisola. So I am from a background of boys and girls. So my birth family, we have three girls and two boys. So I'm the second. The first is a boy, the last is a girl, and the fourth is a boy. So two of us girls in the middle and like that. But another dynamic is I didn't exactly grow up with my parents. So I started living with my auntie when I was about 4 years old. And she's got well, initially all girls, and then later on she had a son. And so it's kind of like I stayed with a family where there were all girls for a long time. And then even though my birth family was mixed, if that makes sense, we had both boys and girls. And in terms of raising us, I personally, I feel there wasn't equality when we were being raised in our, particularly in our generation. And I want to believe it's not the same thing in the generation of us, in our generation as parents, but I feel there were a lot of things that could have been done better. Looking back at how we were raised and all of those things, I think a lot of things could have been done better.
So there were differences. There were certain things that the boys were made to do that the girls weren't, or that the boys were allowed to do that the girls weren't.
Definitely,
Okay.
yes, a
Things like
lot,
what? Can you give us one or two examples?
yeah. Okay, for instance, for my own, my mom, I think my mom did a lot of raising us equally, and so there was always division of labor in the house where on Saturday morning we all wash the clothes together, so the older ones are washing, the younger ones are rinsing and spreading out to
Regardless
dry
of
out.
gender.
No, there was no gender with my
Okay.
mother, you know, with cooking as well. We weren't, both of us, all of us in my home, I would say, with all due respect to my mom, that we weren't exactly taught to cook. We were taught to assist in cooking because my mom was a very handsome mother, and so she would do all the cooking, but we would all do the stuff like picking the beans, like cleaning up after her, you know, doing the vegetables and stuff. But the proper cooking was my mom. And even when I lived with my auntie, it was the same thing, but a lot of us, the girls, we did a lot more than the
And
boy.
the
And
boys.
when we were growing up, we actually thought it was because, okay, an only son, the youngest in the house, so maybe that was the reason, but we definitely did a lot more than the girls. Yeah, I mean,
Thank you
than the
for
boy.
giving that background. Okay, Bemisola, can you tell us what your own family background was like briefly? What were the genders? How many boys, how many girls? And did it affect how you guys were raised? The gender determined how your parents raised you.
Okay, thank you so much, Funsho, for giving us this opportunity. Nice meeting you too, Bukola. I'm excited. Thank you so much. My own birth family were six, five girls and one boy. I'm the last of them.
So the same similar scenario as the one that Kiki just described.
I'm the last of the five boys, and I mean five
Five
girls
girls.
and one boy. Five girls and one boy. The boy came after the two girls. I can say my mom did a good job in balancing, because the boy was not exempted as we're growing. At least, you know, they were quite older than me, because the youngest of my sister is actually 5 years older than me. I might not be able to tell about, you know, the early, you know, because being the sixth one, you know, some are even 15 years older than me and all that. But the one thing that I got to know as we're growing up, you know, I noticed that my brother, you know, can practically do everything. Like, my brother cooks better than most ladies. Is very hands-on, you know, is quite good with, is quite domesticated when it comes to that.
And
Can
did
do
that start from when you guys were growing up? Was
I
he raised,
believe
was he
so.
up? Was he intentionally raised that way to do everything you girls were doing?
Yes, it was intentionally do that. My mom will not spare you. And don't, for my mom, she involved us in all the cooking, in all the cleaning. Like, I mean, proudly tell people that I was born and raised in Lagos, but I can pound yam because we're a kitty. I started pounding yam from age 12. You will watch for a while, then my mom will let you do it yourself. So up to today, I can actually pound yam
And the
very
boy
well.
can do it as
Yeah.
well. Your brother can do
Yeah.
it as well. Okay. Thank you for that background. Now, coming back to your own case, Do you guys think
And the boy,
that?
yes, even the boy, all of us can, because we used to eat pounded yam every Sunday. So, you know, with us. Yeah. I think one thing that also stabbing from my father's birth family, because predominantly it was the opposite for my father. There were five boys and one girl. So, and their mom raised them equally. So I think that also affected the way my brother was raised, coming from my father's experience. Yes.
Experience. Thank you for sharing. Now, let us ask that, should there really be equality, as in if in raising children, regardless of gender? So are there some things? So you both are parenting only one particular gender. So should, for those that have both genders, should everything really be the same in parenting the boys and the girls? Or from your own perspective, Kiki, what should, if for somebody like me that has both, are there some things that I need to pay attention to concerning the boy that might not relate to the girl or might not be necessary for the girl? And Bemisola, I would like you to tell us that for one somebody that has both, are there some things that I need to pay attention to in parenting the girl that might not be relevant for the boy? So Kiki, go again.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And good Miss Allah, good to know you're a kitty. I'm a kitty as well. So
Oh, great. Commonality.
yeah. So talking about should there be equality? Now it depends on what do we mean by equality? Equality, what perspective do we want to look at equality from? And if we want to drive it down, we've been talking about domestic chores and stuff like that. And so when I look at parenting, fine, I've got two boys, and it was a case of if you don't do it, who will do it? So we didn't have a choice. You have to do it. We've got all got to do it. If not, that means I will be the only one doing it.
When
And
you say it,
so
what do you mean by
everybody,
it?
as in it's doing the things in the house, chores and
Everything
everything
that
around the
needs to be
home.
done.
We all have to put our forces together. But when it comes to if I'd had a girl child, would I have done it differently? Absolutely not, because my own theme is we all use everything in the house, we all live in the home, so we all have to do take care of the home and make it a home for everybody. We're all responsible for that. But if we look at a few other things that are involved in raising children, I think there are some specific things that we should teach our sons that are different from what we should teach our girls. And there are a lot that should be taught in common. I remember when I was a teenage girl, one sister in church, an older sister in church. I grew up in a Christian home, pastor's kid and all of that. So we're very prominent in church. And somebody once said to me in church that, oh, Bukola, you need to keep yourself, you need to be a virgin, you need to do that, you need to do this. And I just looked her in the eyes and I said, who disvirgins the girl? And
Good
she said, what
question.
do you mean?
Good question.
She said, what do you mean? I said, you're telling me to keep myself a virgin. Have you ever told my brother to keep himself a virgin? And she said, this Bukola Sef, we grew up in Warri. So she said it in Nigerian pidgin, this Bukola Sef, her mouth too sharp. You know, that kind of a thing. And I just looked at her and she couldn't answer me. So, in terms of morals and values, I think we should instill values and morals in the boy child as much as we're
Across
instilling it
board.
in the
So
girl child. Yes.
moral education is genderless. That has nothing to do with gender.
It's genderless. Yes. It's genderless. But again, you remember earlier when I said there are some things we should hammer more into the boys. I'm a Christian and I believe the order of God, the family, leadership in the home, taking responsibilities in the home. A lot of women our generation are burning out because the men are just laid back. They're not taking leadership. I have taught my children that, see, if you do not walk, your family will starve to death. So it's your
That's your boys. You tell
responsibility.
that to your boys.
I told my boys, I said, fine, if your wife is working, pat her on the back because she's helping you. The order of God is the woman is the helpmate. The woman is not the one that owns the responsibility, as far as I'm concerned. The man owns the responsibility. And as a man, we should teach our sons to nurture their wives. We should teach our sons to be responsible for their families. We should teach our sons to say thank you and appreciate a woman, particularly a woman that stands up to support our family. Because, like myself and my husband would say when we're joking, I said, see, anything you like, you do, you will give account of how you handled me and my children. And he will look at me and say, so are you saying you will not give account? I said, no, your own account is more because God sets you as the head and leader of the family. It's a joke, but hello, our boys, according to, except we want to say, okay, well, maybe we're not going by God's order, but according to God's order, they are the heads of the family.
So they must be taught leadership early. So they must be made aware of leadership early.
Yeah, we have to train them to understand that principle and how they can live by it.
Well, thank you, Mukola. So much said. Mukola has a book. At least I know of one. I don't know how many others. In case, so that I don't forget, can you just tell everyone listening where they can get your book quickly as an interlude?
Yeah, so the book you're talking about is the Mantras, 10 Success Principles for Boys, and it's currently on Amazon as well.
Great.
It's on Amazon. So if you just type Bukola Jolubo on Amazon, it will pop my books up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because anyone listening to you will know that you have a lot that you want to say on this subject, but time will not allow us. So please get her book on Amazon. So Gbemisola, can you tell us, now, by the way, Bukola, how old are your sons?
Okay, my older is 20, my younger is 19.
Aha, so not too far from the ages of Bemisola's.
Sorry,
girl.
It's breaking. Can you take?
I was asking, what are the ages of your girls, Bemisola? Bukola says her sons are 19 and did you say 20?
Yes, 20.
Okay, 19 and 20. Bemisola, what are the ages of your girls? Just for context.
24, 22.
Exactly. 24 and 22. The 22, they are the twins. So you both have 22. You can speak for parenting, the genders that you are parenting, because you are almost grandmothers or you are going towards grandmotherhood. So, Gbemisola, so give us your own perspective with your girls.
Okay.
What are the things that you would say to a mother, anyone that has daughters, that even if boys don't know this, girls must be told this, or girls must be taught this? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bukola. Thank you so, so much. You know, for what is an impact. For that is really no done the same way. The principle is the same. The emphasis is different in some areas, but the principle is actually the same, you know, in boys or girls that are, you know, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and socially balanced. They must be. After all, the Bible says your sons and your daughters will prophesy. It didn't say that only the boys or the girls. But just like we also see, like what the Bible says in, you know, in Psalm 144, verse 12, that our sons will be like the plant and our daughters will be like pillars that are fashioned after the same, like you said, in times of role. Now, where emphasis should now lie, you know, like a plant, you give sustenance, you give shelter, you're able to provide. And we're talking about pillar in terms of support, you know, in terms of stability. That's what a woman, you know, is supposed to be, like a helpmate. So in raising girls right from the beginning,
can't hear you. Can't hear you, Bemisola.
Oh, in, you must first and foremost is the enemy less than the boys. Can you help me?
Now, yes, we can now.
Yeah.
But it's breaking. Now we can't hear you at all.
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, you're back.
We can hear you now. Network. So wherever the spot is that you are standing now, maybe you remain there. It's going on off and off. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we are hearing you now.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Maybe I should change my location. Can you hear me better? I'm trying to change
my
location.
Hearing you. We're hearing you as you're speaking now. Yeah.
So did you hear the first thing I said?
Not very
clearly. Last thing we heard was in raising girls.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I said in raising girls that the first thing is to let the girls know that they are not less in any way than the boys.
Mm.
They are as the boys. That because the society had kind of presented from what, especially in Nigeria, you know, it may not be common abroad, especially in Nigeria, that it's like the boys' world. I've interacted with girls, and when I ask, do you really like being a girl? Not my own girls anyway, you know, in terms of our consent, they'll be like, no. So why? They say, because the way boys are treated, it's like they are the king of the show. So it's very important, like when the girls are growing, to let them know, come here, daughter, you are not less. And I was intentional about that when my girls were growing up. I was quite intentional about that. I let them know that boys are great. They have a role to play. But I let them know that, come girls, I'm not talking down on boys, but I will never exchange you for 1,000 or 1,000,000 boys or not, whatever the number. That I'm grateful that you are a girl and that you matter and that you can do, you can be who you want to be, you can be, you know. And then another thing is to let the girl know that they shouldn't be sexualized. That all about you is not just your figure. It's not about your sexuality, you know. You are as smart, intelligent, as forthcoming, with great potentials to do great things. So don't let anybody just feel about you. Say, oh, you're sexy. I let my girls know that that's actually an insult. If anybody tells you are sexy, it's an insult, because they're only talking. Your husband should be the one that should be telling you that when you're older, because the person is actually laying emphasis on your physical future. You are more than that. You're actually more than that. And then they should not find values and validation in guys. You know, they should find it in themselves. And then let the girls know early about puberty as they're growing, you know, all the changes that are going on, you know, in their lives, that they are normal thing. You know, don't let them, you know, do the is necessary for the self-image and self-esteem. Because I remember, you know, because like one of my twins was quite endowed as she was growing up. And, I let her know that, yeah, definitely she was bullied along that side in the boarding school, but she was able to tell me, and she was able to stand up to the bullies and to tell them, it's because you don't have it. And so that's why you're talking down on me. I feel bad that I have got it. And it's something I didn't create myself. It's a gift from God. And and there's nothing I can do about it because I didn't actually create myself. So those are very, very important and essential, you know. In raising a child. Yeah.
Thank you.
A girl child, rather.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. So I got from Bukola that the boys, you know, need to be taught leadership early and the value of hard work and providing for the family, preparing them for their future role as fathers and as husbands, and that the message of purity, sexual purity, should also be emphasized to the boys, not only the girls. And I'm learning from Gbemisola that whilst we're teaching the boys leadership, that the girls also should also emphasize to the girls that they are worthy, that they are not less, they are not second class citizens or human beings to the boys. That's what I'm getting from Gbemisola. And I'm also getting from Gbemisola that the issue of puberty should also be addressed early. As we begin to get towards the end, I think we have just a few minutes left, maybe like about 10, 15 minutes. I want to ask, what were your challenges, basically, you know, with, for you, back to Kiki, raising the boys, were there challenges? One particular area from them that I usually worry about in parenting boys is the fact that, you know, for a mother, the boy is the other gender. For the girl, you can relate because you were once a girl. So how did you navigate that, Bukola, or were there other challenges, especially when the boys begin to become teenagers? When they are children, I think you see both of them, both genders, you know, seem to be the same. But when the boy begins to be a man, how does a mother handle that, considering that she was never a teenage boy? She's not a boy. Yeah, Bukola.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much. Before I go to that question, I just want to say well done, Gbemisola, for outlining those. And on the other hand, if you're a mama boys, I think we need to teach our boys. One of the things that I told my boys, I'm approaching menopause, perimenopause right now. And I remember there was a day I said to my son, can you go online and search what the symptoms of perimenopause is? Come and talk. Let's talk about it. So we need to make our boys aware of all of those changes that happen in their body and in the body of the woman. Again, I emphasize on they are leaders and they're going to be heading the home. In terms of challenges in that I faced in raising my sons, I think I agree very much with you with the fact that I am a woman, they're boys. So when they're beginning to get to some certain age, how do I manage some conversations? Because some conversations can be tough to talk about as a mother. I think for me, the major challenges were those specific conversations about themselves, about their bodies. I've read a lot. I'm very versed with things around boys and all of that. But at some point, having those conversations with my sons was a major challenge. And I think for me, I leveraged on my husband and the men around them. I believe very much in a village raising a child, but not just any village. They've been very intentional about the village. So I say to people that you don't see me with just anybody. Every friend around me, there's one thing I'm giving to them in terms of intellectually, and there's one thing I'm getting from them. So we have to be able to add to ourselves as friends. So when there was a time that there was a topic of girlfriending and sex and all of that came up, and I just went to one of our friends who is a marriage counselor, a relationship counselor, and I said, see, my son is asking this question. What do I say to him? What can we do? How can we, you know, have this conversation and make what should be the outcome of conversations like this with him? So being able to have those conversations was tough for me. But again, seeking help, I might find it difficult to say, okay, why am I going to talk about this to him now and everything? But I will talk to the adults, the ones around me, to say, okay, how am I going to pick their brain? What do I need to say? What do we need to say? What do we need to do? And then with my husband, one of the mistakes we mama boys make is shielding our sons from our husbands. And I say that when you shield your son from your husband, you're not depriving the husband only. You're depriving your son and you're doing him a great injustice, because there's a lot to be learned. And just to put this out there, if you allow your husband the liberty of training his son, trust me, those shortcomings that even as a man they might have begins to come to light to them, and they begin to do something about it. So you are also helping your marriage as well. So for me, allowing my husband father his sons, parents his son, was a big way of me overcoming that.
Thank you, Kiki. Now I want to ask that, what do you say to the single mom who has a son or sons? How can she bridge that gap of not having a man?
I didn't get that.
No, not you, Bemisola. I'm still talking to Kiki, ma. I'm asking Kiki that. Kiki, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So how do we, in just a few words, because we're past running out of time now, What do you say to the single mom who doesn't have a husband, you know, to help out in the ways that you've said your husband helped out in raising your boys?
Yeah, I said earlier on, intentionally building your community, intentionally having
so she can leverage on other men around her, trusted men in her circle. Okay.
Exactly.
Your brother, your dad, you know,
exactly.
You can leverage on those.
Thank you.
A woman cannot do what a man is meant to do in the life of the child. It's not possible. God has not designed it that way. So yeah, and God will make provision when you prayerfully seek and look out for it. It will come. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kiki. Bimi Sola, you want to add to this to what Kiki was saying? I think you were trying to say something.
Yes, I actually support everything she said, honestly. Even when the man is not around, like she rightly pointed out, there's a community of people who believe in what you believe in, who share your values, like your faith, the people, you see people around you that you will say, I would like this person to mentor my son. So they hear the voice of those people, build that kind of community around that boy. If you do that, they will be hearing, definitely, like she said, prayerfully, they'll be hearing the voice of God. We are having a problem. And I'm glad, Sister Funsho, that you brought this up, Funsho. Do you know that in a school in Nigeria, they were looking for head boys and head girls? They had a good problem. There were many girls they could pick from.
Many schools head say head that. Girls. I'm not, I've heard, I heard that before as well. Yeah.
Problem in getting the head boy. Because I so much thank God for what Bukola is doing. Because there's so much emphasis on the girl child. There's need for us to do the same, for this young man to let them know. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, Bukola. Yes. Because it's now getting difficult for even our girls. Like I'm even saying, God, have I done too much in raising girls to be real this independent? Because you are hearing them, they are getting to that marriage, but they're saying, Mommy, those boys out there, they're not serious. Yeah, I'm oh my God. They're not serious.
Thank you, Bimi Sola. I have 5 minutes to close this. And so Bimi, I want you to speak to the single dad, who has daughters or who has a daughter. What do you say to him? What can he do, considering he's not a girl and doesn't understand what girls are about? 1 minute, ma'am.
The same thing Bukola said is what we should do. Find women that you can use as a community to surround, to help you raise this child. We have to go back to that system where a village, raises a child. But you must be sure that they are trusted hand. Like Miriam was set up there to monitor Moses. We need such people to help us in our parenting. Trusted female people that can mentor that girl. Thank you,
Bimi Sola. So on a parting note, Bimi Sola, can you tell us a little bit about what Solid Teens and Youth Initiative does? I know that you are having you have an annual teens camp that you've been running for over 30 years, and you're having another edition during the summer holidays in August, right, in Lagos. So in 1 minute, tell us what Solid does and how Solid is available to support parents, especially parents of teenagers. And then you will also tell us about Joshua Sami in 1 minute. Go ahead, Bim.
Okay, Solid Teens and Youth Initiative, like Funsho rightly pointed out, has been around for over 30 years. And we are out there to help teenagers, navigate those difficult times. The teenage years can be a bit difficult, being that they are not children, that they are not adults, they are adolescents. So their number one event is change. Number one question is, who am I? They are finding identity. So we help them to make it a smooth journey for them by going to schools. We are like chaplain in schools. We go to churches to help set up teens churches and to help equip the teachers of teens churches and even in schools. We also do a lot with parents by having seminar to give parent resources, help them to understand their teenagers. We run camps, like she said, annual camps, which we've been doing for over 30 years. We're having one coming up end of July stroke September, early week in September. We have our own place where we spend 9 days with teenagers just to mentor them, counsel them, teach them the way of the Lord, like train them, you know, make it practical. Okay. We just come down to earth with them, listen to them, because that's one thing people are not doing. They're not listening to these people. We're all just eager to talk to them. Listen to them. We are identified with them, their culture. I'm employing all that to help them, you know,
Thank you, grow up to be. What's the website address to find out more about the Camp and Solid?
I'll just post it now.
Okay, Bukola. No, I won't see. You know, this is an audio. You need to tell us verbally. So you tell us just as we close. Bukola, Joshua Zami, what are you doing with parents and how can we find out more?
Okay, so we've got a website, www.joshuasarmy.co.uk, and so what we have various training programs for boys. One, the Boys for Real Academy, which is for the younger boys between age 11 and 15, and we have Boys to Men Institute, which is for 16 years to 21, and these two academies or institutes are built on what we call the life intelligence framework that we have designed at Joshua Zami. We also work with parents of teenage boys, and we've got the Better Dad Club for fathers of boys, just to create awareness and the need for them to be present and tips on how they can do that. And then we've also just launching the Naomi's Tribe, which is basically for mothers of teenage boys as well. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Thank you, ladies. Bemisola, do you have the website address now before I close the session?
Yes, it's www.solidngo.
Okay.
Nigeria.
Solid.
Thank you.
I think anyone just Google Solid Teens and Youth Initiative Nigeria and it will come up. Thank you so much, ladies, for making the time to have this chat with me. Against all odds, against all technical issues. And I'm hoping that the mothers and maybe even fathers that will listen to this later will learn a thing or two. Thank you, everyone who's listening or who eventually listens to this. My name is Funsho Chikezie, and I stand for a little initiative that is tagged Parenting with Abba. I just believe that we cannot take God out of parenting, and I believe that Abba Father is the oldest and most experienced parent in the universe, so there's no parenting principle or strategy that can work without learning from him. Thank you very much once again, ladies, and enjoy the rest of your day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. In Jesus' name, permit the French. All I've said is that we will not labor in vain over our children. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Happy Mother's Day to you both. Have a lovely one as well.
Thank you.